You're listening to Earth Matters, bringing you environment and social justice stories from across so-called Australia and around the world. Produced in the studios of 3CR on Wurundjeri Woiwurrung country and broadcast to stolen lands right across this continent. My name's Kieran Stewart-Asherton, and today we're talking about a quiet but catastrophic crisis. A crisis that's happening in the bush, in the suburbs, in our cities, almost everywhere. One that's stalking our native wildlife day and night and leaving billions of casualties in its wake. I'm talking about cats. Now, that might surprise some listeners. Cats are familiar, beloved even. But behind those purring companions and the elusive ferals in the bush is a devastating toll. One that's wiping out native species at a scale practically unmatched by any other threat. In this episode, we'll break down the hard numbers, compare the impact of cats with other invasive species like foxes, as well as land clearing, and ask what must be done to stop the silent slaughter of our wildlife. Let's start with the facts. Australia is home to around 11 million cats. Around 5.3 million of those are pets, with roughly 3.7 million allowed to roam freely. The remaining 6 million are feral. Wild, unowned, and distributed across over 99% of the continent, including remote deserts, rainforests, and islands. Together, these cats are responsible for the deaths of over 2 billion native animals every single year. Let me break that down for you. We're talking about over 1 billion mammals, including bandicoots, bilbies, possums, sugar gliders, and your small marsupial mice. We're talking 399 million birds, like wrens, robins, honey eaters, even your larger birds like parrots. We're talking 609 million reptiles, including skinks, dragons, geckos, snakes, and your freshwater turtles. 93 million frogs, some of them already on the brink of extinction, by the way, some that haven't been even classified yet. And if we include invertebrates, like insects, spiders, and other small creatures, that number jumps by more than another 1.8 billion. That's 4 billion native species slaughtered every single year by cats alone. That's a staggering loss. It's not just an ecological issue, it's a biodiversity crisis. Many of the animals being killed are already vulnerable or endangered. Some may be species we haven't even properly documented or classified yet. Or native, or vulnerable, all under relentless daily assault by an introduced species that simply didn't evolve here. Let's break that down even further. Your average feral cat kills around 740 animals each year. That's not including insects, that's just your vertebrates. You know, your lizards, your birds, and your mammals. Meanwhile, roaming pet cats, you know, the cuddly ones that curl up in your lap on the lounge, or that you see stalking butterflies in the backyard, they kill about 110 native animals each year. Some reports put it even higher, closer to 186 a year. That's more than 3 every single week. And this is just vertebrates I'm talking about. You know, your mammals, your reptiles, and your birds. I'm not counting all the native insects and other invertebrates here. And here's the thing that shocks most people. Well-fed cats still kill. This isn't about hunger. It isn't about instinct. Hunting is hardwired into cats. They don't need to be starving to stalk, catch, and kill. They do it for fun, for stimulation, and for play. Just because your cat has a full bowl of kibble doesn't mean it's not decimating the local skinks, wrens, and sugar gliders. And for those thinking, well, my cat doesn't bring anything home, so it must not be hunting, think again. Around 85% of the animals killed by pet cats are never brought home. They're killed and left in the garden, in the bush, under a shrub, or sometimes they're not even killed outright, but fatally wounded and left to suffer. So even if you've never seen your cat with a bird or a lizard in its mouth, that tells you absolutely nothing. In fact, one of the most dangerous myths in this space is the idea that someone's personal experience with their individual cat somehow overrides the data. It doesn't. Science isn't based on vibes, it's based on evidence, and the evidence is damning. There's a certain naivety, sometimes even arrogance, among some cat owners. A belief that their little fluff ball isn't that kind of cat, that they're somehow an exception, that their love and care, their feeding routine, their presence as an indoor-outdoor guardian of the garden means that their cat couldn't possibly be out there killing anything significant. But they are. Cats are what scientists call super predators. They're incredibly efficient killers. Agile, stealthy, perfectly adapted to the hunt. And tragically, our native wildlife isn't adapted to them. Our birds and reptiles didn't evolve with cats. They don't have the instincts to flee from a feline. They freeze, they hesitate, and they die. So when you picture your backyard, your neighborhood, your local park, understand that every cat roaming free in that space is a threat to the survival of native species. And every cat owner who lets their cat out just for a few hours or thinks the damage is overblown, they're participating in that destruction, whether they want to believe it or not. This isn't a blame game, it's about truth. And the truth is that we can't talk about saving native wildlife without talking about one of the single biggest threats, cats. And we can't keep pretending that domestic cats are harmless just because they curl up in our laps at night. Let's get something straight. There's no sugarcoating this. If you care about native wildlife, if you give even half a damn about our birds, reptiles, mammals and frogs, then it's time to get real about the number one killer. It's not foxes, it's not bulldozers, it's not climate change, not directly anyways, it's cats. You've heard the figures. Over 2 billion native animals killed every single year by feral and domestic cats combined. That's the scale. That's the bloodbath. And yet, somehow, they're still the least regulated, least talked about, least challenged ecological threat that we face. So let's compare, shall we? Take foxes, for example. Australia has about 1.7 million red foxes spread across about 80% of the continent. They're an introduced predator, and they do a lot of damage. Collectively, foxes kill around 300 million native animals each year. Now that's not a small number. 300 million is a massive number. That's every fox killing, on average, 176 native animals each per year. But it's a hell of a lot smaller than 2 billion. In fact, cats are killing more than 6 times what foxes are every single year. We've known for decades that foxes are a problem, but what the data tells us now is that cats are dramatically worse, by a long shot. But let's keep going. What about land clearing? Land clearing is one of the biggest and most politically charged environmental issues in the country. Bulldozers tearing down bushland for farms, for development, for mining and extraction, wiping out habitats, fragmenting ecosystems, and displacing native wildlife. In Queensland and New South Wales alone, between 2016 and 2021, we cleared about 2.4 million hectares of forest and woodland. That destruction kills, injures, or displaces about 100 million native animals per year. That's birds, mammals, reptiles, entire ecosystems flattened and ruined. Now again, 100 million is horrifying. It's ecocide on a national scale. But let's not ignore the maths here. Cats are killing 20 times that amount. 20 times. So what's the excuse? Why the silence? Why the collective shrug? When we talk about foxes, we get trapping, baiting, eradication programs. When we talk about land clearing, we get legislation, campaigns, corporate accountability, protests out in the streets. But when we talk about cats, we get excuses. We get, oh, but Mittens is part of the family. We get, but he wears a bell. You know, we get people out there fighting tooth and claw, not to protect wildlife, but to protect their right to let their cat roam free and slaughter endangered species in the middle of the night. It's delusional, it's selfish, and it's killing this continent. Cats are the single most destructive invasive species in so-called Australia. Full stop. More than foxes, more than rats, more than rabbits, more than any bulldozer or fracking rig. They are, by the numbers, the leading cause of native animal death on this continent. And yet, some of the loudest resistance to change comes not from the mining companies or the logging corporations. It comes from everyday cat owners. From people who should know better. From people who post about saving the bees or supporting biodiversity, while their beloved feline assassin is out there racking up a body count that would make a horror film blush. We need to stop lying to ourselves. We need to stop pretending this isn't a crisis because it makes us uncomfortable. We need to treat cats like the threat that they are, or we will lose species, entire species, forever. This isn't hyperbole, this is fact. And if we don't act, we're not just complicit, we're collaborators. You're listening to Earth Matters. Today we are talking about the issue that is feral cats and roaming cats and just how destructive cats are towards our native wildlife. We're going to go to a quick song and we'll be right back to continue this conversation afterwards.
Discovery 4 computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Fucks me up to think it's true. Everybody's dancing and I cannot follow through. I'd run and I'd choose, but can I choose tonight? Deeply, deeply, deeply.
That was Lordy Lordy by Emily Warramurra. You're listening to Earth Matters, produced in the studios of 3CR down in Melbourne and broadcast nationally across the Community Radio Network. My name is Kieran Stewart Ashton, and today we are talking about the issue that is cats. In particular, we're talking about the devastation and destruction that cats bring to our native wildlife here in so-called Australia. Now, if you've just tuned in, earlier we were talking a bit about the stats and the facts and the figures and how cats are responsible for over 2 billion native animal deaths every single year here in this continent. So, we've established the scale. Cats are a catastrophe for native wildlife. But the real question is, what are we doing about it? And the answer is, not nearly enough. Let's start with pet cats, the ones we have control over, the ones we feed, we cuddle, we take selfies with, and then send out into the backyard like they're harmless. Here's the uncomfortable truth. We need cat containment laws, and we need them now. A handful of local councils have taken the lead, introducing cat curfews, compulsory registration, and mandatory containment. Some require cats to be kept indoors between sunset and sunrise. Others go even further, demanding 24/7 containment. And guess what? It works. Cats kept indoors live longer, they're healthier, and, surprise, surprise, they don't kill wildlife. It's a win-win for your pet and for the environment. But across most of this continent, nothing. No enforcement, no curfews, no accountability, just millions of cats free to roam, stalk, and destroy. It's absurd. If your dog were caught mauling a possum in the park, there'd be outrage. If a stranger was shooting birds out of a tree, they'd face prosecution. But your average pet cat can casually wipe out a dozen skinks in a weekend, and no one bats an eyelid. This isn't about hating cats. You know, I really want to stress that point. It's not about hating cats. I myself am a cat owner. I've been a cat owner for most of my life. What it's about is about taking responsibility. If you're not willing to contain your cat, you shouldn't have one. Full stop. Now let's talk feral cats. The ones out there in the bush, the scrub, the deserts, that are right along our coastlines. These cats aren't pets. They're self-sufficient, they're wild, and they're lethal. And they've become apex predators in a land that never evolved to handle them. There are more than 6 million feral cats right across this continent. And they're not just surviving, they're thriving. Even in so-called wilderness areas, in our remote national parks, out on fragile islands, they're there. They're breeding, they're hunting, and they're pushing native species to extinction. We need to treat this like the biosecurity emergency that it is. That means targeted baiting in remote areas using cat-specific toxin delivery systems. It means trapping and removal in critical habitat zones. It means exclusive fencing around high-priority ecosystems and breeding programs. It means rapid eradication of ferals from islands and refuges. And let's be clear, half measures won't cut it. There are people, even some conservationists, who will tell you that we can't ethically control feral cats, that it's too hard, too controversial, that we should focus on coexistence. They'll put forward ideas like trapping, desexing, and then releasing feral cats. But this just releases those cats right back into an environment where they'll keep killing native wildlife for the rest of its lifespan. A lifespan that can be longer than a decade, by the way. They want coexistence with a predator killing 2 billion animals a year. No, we don't want coexistence with extinction. We fight it. Every day that we delay feral cat eradication is another day our wildlife dies, another step closer to losing species that we will never get back. And for the record, this isn't just about numbers. This is also about issues like sovereignty, about place, about the ancient relationship between this land and its beings. Every bird, every marsupial, every frog that is lost to a cat is a tear in the song lines. That's someone's totem species that's being targeted. It's a wound in country. It's a rupture in the balance. So whether it's through policy, through direct action, through cultural management or backyard choices, the time to act is now and today. Contain your cats. Support curfews. Back feral eradication programs. And start taking this seriously. Because the stakes are extinction and the clock is ticking. Alright, no more fury, no more denial, no more fence sitting. You've heard the numbers, you know the truth. Cats are killing over 2 billion native animals every year. That's not an opinion, that's not a maybe. That's what's happening right now, today, under our noses. So the real question is, what are you, the listener, going to do about it? In the top end, regional and remote Aboriginal communities have implemented a range of initiatives to help control feral cat populations. Some mob up there are hunting them, consuming the meat, and using their pelts for things like clothes and blankets. And before anyone recoils at what I just said, unless you're a vegan who abstains completely from any animal products, you're just being a hypocrite at the end of the day. If you're prepared to eat cows, pigs, chickens, little baby lambs, if you wear stuff like leather-lined shoes or have a leather wallet or wear wool or silk or some other animal-derived product but think it is morally or ethically wrong to eat a pest species or wear its pelt, you should do some internal exploration and figure out what social conditioning got you to the point that you're at. If you are a vegan who abstains completely from animal products, that's all well and good for you, you can give yourself a pat on the back. But at the end of the day, that still doesn't solve the issue of feral cats wiping out billions of wildlife each and every single year. So, where to from here? Here's your checklist. And if you're not doing these things already, I'm sorry to say, then you are part of the problem. 1. Contain your cat. If you own a cat, it should be indoors or in a fully enclosed outdoor run. Not just in the yard or not just out for the day, contained, full stop. Anything else is an act of ecological sabotage, whether you mean it or not. 2. Don't adopt unless you are going to be responsible. If you can't commit to keeping a cat contained for its entire life, don't adopt one. This is basic. Responsibility isn't optional when lives and species are on the line. 3. Speak up. If your council doesn't have a cat curfew, demand one. Show up. Write submissions. Push for laws that treat cats like the deadly predators they are, not like they're some harmless garden ornament. 4. Support eradication programs. Get behind feral cat control initiatives, especially on islands, in national parks, and in culturally significant sites. This includes baiting, trapping, exclusion fencing, the works. No, it's not pretty, but it's necessary. This isn't a fairy tale, it's triage. 5. Challenge the culture. Call out the myths, call out the denial, the greenwashing, the "but my cat's different" nonsense that you come across. Be that person. Be the one who refuses to stay silent while native animals vanish. Because here's the bottom line. This isn't just about cats, it's about what kind of world we're choosing to live in. Are we really so selfish, so detached, that we're willing to sacrifice entire species for the sake of convenience? Are we really going to keep letting this slide because we don't want to have uncomfortable conversations with our neighbours? Or are we going to step up? And if you've got a platform, use it. If you've got influence, wield it. And if you've got a cat, contain it. Not next week, now. Because native animals don't get a second chance, and neither do we. You've been listening to Earth Matters. My name's Kieran Stewart Ashton, and this episode was recorded on Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung country, produced in the studios at 3CR, and broadcast across the stolen lands of this continent, courtesy of the Community Radio Federation. If this shook you, good. It should. Now let it move you. Contain your cat and protect what's left before it's gone. Because we've already lost at least 27 Australian native species to extinction because of cats. Cats are directly implicated in the extinction of at least 27 native mammal species here, as well as a bunch of bird and reptile species, not to mention all the frogs and insects and whatever else that we, you know, don't see in our day-to-day lives. All of these are already gone, and we're going to continue to lose so much more if we don't start acting today. Feral cats currently threaten at least 123 nationally listed species. We need to do something. And we need to do it today. You've been listening to Earth Matters. Quick shout out to the Community Broadcasting Foundation, as well as to 3CR down in Nam, where this show is produced. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Until then, have a good one.